I'm a fan of daylight saving time. I didn't like it this weekend when I had to set my clocks back an hour. I'm one of those folks who'd rather have an extra hour of light at night than in the morning because, frankly, as I'm dragging myself to and from the gym early in the morning, I don't care if it's light or dark. But at night, I'd love an extra hour of daylight. It makes the day seem longer. I find daylight saving time, yes, it's saving, not savings time, intriguing, as I find timekeeping itself fascinating, because worldwide synchronized timekeeping is our human attempt to make order out of chaos. Prior to the worldwide convention that standardized the 24 one-hour time zones that we are familiar with, each locale determined what time it was for itself based upon when the sun was directly overhead, high noon, or as it's known, local solar time. Typically in a town, there was one prominent clock, perhaps in a church tower or in front of the jeweler, that was looked to having the correct local time, and it was against this clock that all the other clocks in town were set. Prior to the advent of the railroad, it didn't really matter if locales were on different times because travel between cities by horse and carriage was slow. Arrivals and departures weren't calculated to the minute. It was only with the railroad that it was necessary to standardize in order to keep railroads running on time. In fact, to know when a train was going to arrive or to depart. But as one would imagine, when the notion of standardized time was proposed, there were those individuals, even communities, that were hesitant. They didn't want to give up their local time. In fact, it's been reported that the city of Detroit, the place of my birth, it was 24 minutes off from standard time until 1905. Here was a community that wanted to keep its unique identity. Ironically, even today, there are some nations that will continue to flaunt standardized conventions of time to show that the world can't dictate to them anything, even what time it is. And I have no doubt that there's someone somewhere who sees worldwide synchronization of time as a first step to a global government. So those folks must be happy that this year, Europe and America reverted to standard time 1 week apart, causing confusion for overseas travelers whose BlackBerries automatically reset themselves. As I consider time, I can't help but think of creationists who claim that the world was created in 6 days. And of course, when they say day, they mean a 24-hour day, which I find odd given the fact that biblically, the sun wasn't created until the fourth day. If the Earth's rotation on its axis in relationship to the sun determines the length of a 24-hour day, then a day prior to the existence of the sun could be longer. Just a suggestion. But I know that those who want to take the Bible literally, like those who want to flaunt worldwide time convention, really have a different agenda. The issue isn't what time it is, but rather, who has power. Fortunately, enough nations years ago had the wisdom and foresight to recognize that in a world that is growing ever smaller, ever more connected and technologically dependent, having a coordinated world time was not a luxury, but an important tool that transformed disparate cities, each claiming its own time, into a unified nation and a world. For me, the phrase, synchronize your watches, has taken on new meaning. But I still can't stand it that it's already dark at 6 p.m. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.